Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jody. May I please have the zip code on the account you've called in about today?
Well, I'm not really sure. What I'm calling about, excuse me, is a charge on my credit card from some organization called Fast Progress or something like that. Is that your company?
Okay, so that doesn't sound familiar to me. I'll take a look and let's see what's going on. May I have your first and last name, please?
First name is Daniel. Last name is Gentner, G-E-N-T-N-E-R.
Okay, thank you for that. Yes, sir, I have located an account with your first and last name. Will you please verify the shipping address?
Excuse me. 1087 North Monroe Street, Monroe, Michigan, 48162.
All right. Thank you for that. Yes, sir. I've located this account. This is for the pulse oximeter. This was a free welcoming gift for joining the Consumer Gadget Club. It looks like you paid $7.45 for the shipping and handling. The $49.97 is the membership fee. How may I help you with this today?
I never had any indication or any intention of joining anything. I got that offer on my cell phone because I filled out a survey about something, and it said I was entitled to a free gift. And so I followed through, I guess, on the website, and I did get the oximeter thing. It's a piece of junk. Doesn't work. But I'm not worried about the $7.45 that I agreed to pay for shipping and handling. I never agreed, to my knowledge, to join anything. So I'm certainly disputing the $49.97 charge. Because if I knew I was joining something and it was costing me $50, I wouldn't have gotten the so-called free gift.
Okay. Well, we'll go ahead and have this account canceled. This will prevent any future charges. Whenever you're ready, I have a cancellation number for you.
I am ready.
That number is C, as in cancel, 258-636-839. Now, in those terms and conditions, when you before you're able to place the shipping and handling charge, it is agreed that you will also join the membership. And so I can offer you a 50% refund to this charge. It is a valid charge due to those terms and conditions. Would you like me to go ahead and get that in place for you?
Where did I read that I was agreeing to this?
Okay, so it would have been before placing the shipping and handling charge, maybe a box to check or uncheck, but it is in those terms and conditions.
I understand exactly what you're saying, and I think this is some type of hoodwink type of thing. Like I said, because if it was clear to me in reading anything that I would be charged $50, I wouldn't have done this. So you're offering me half back. That's not good enough. I'd like a full refund. And if you choose not to do that, I will dispute this with my credit card company.
Yes, sir.
Because I never agreed to these charges.
No problem. As a courtesy, I went ahead and issued a full refund for the $49.97. You should see those funds back in 3 to 5 business days. And I have the account canceled from any future charges. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Remind me of your name again.
Jody.
Jody, thank you.
Yes, sir.
You did say that. I appreciate that very much. And I appreciate your cooperation in canceling this fee. So that's all I got.
Yes,
sir.
Thank
you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.